Nolte, RFK Jr. thrown under Twitter bus by actress wife Cheryl Hines. By John Nolte on January 26, 2022. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Actress Cheryl Hines used her verified Twitter account to throw her own husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., under the bus on Tuesday. Boy, that marriage must be going well. Over the weekend, Kennedy appeared at an anti-vaccine mandate protest in Washington, D.C. During his remarks, the son of late Senator Robert F. Kennedy said of these fascist mandates, "Even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did." Obviously, he was making the hyperbolic point that you could hide from the Nazis but not these mandates. "Personally, I could not care less if people make Holocaust/Hitler/Nazi analogies. And it disgusts me to no end when speech Nazis, see what I did there? Declare them off limits. But as far as analogies go, one has to admit Kennedy's wasn't a very good one. Nevertheless, America's collective media speech Nazis, see what I did there? Gathered together to feign offense and lash out at Kennedy because that's what fascists do when they can't address the overall argument. Anyway, Kennedy's been a public figure since birth. So he could not have been surprised or traumatized by the fake media's hypocritical reaction. And he did eventually issue an apology. But what must he have thought when his wife, took to the Twitters to drop him in the grease? "My husband's reference to Anne Frank at a mandate rally in D.C. was reprehensible and insensitive," Hines tweeted. "The atrocities that millions endured during the Holocaust should never be compared to anyone or anything. His opinions are not a reflection of my own. What Hines gave us there is a shining moment of clarity. A brilliant look at why celebrity marriages tend to end in divorce. You don't do this to your own spouse. This is not how a marriage is supposed to work. Unless he's convicted of some terrible crime, you always stand by your spouse. Throughout our marriage, because I can be an idiot, I have frequently said and done things my wife disapproved of. Of course, I have. But my wife has never ever sided against me in front of one person, much less the whole world. This is marriage 101. You stand by your husband in public. Then, in private, you give him hell." Imagine the toxic narcissism that flows through Cheryl Hines. Imagine what a disloyal, callow, aging social climber she must be to do something like this to her own husband. Is there any question her career, her status in Hollywood is more important to her than her own marriage? If you think about it, it's even worse than that. He apologized. Kennedy apologized, and she still dropped him in the grease with her mercenary virtue signal. How difficult would it have been for her to simply publish a tweet linking to his apology? That's what you do. That's what a loyal and loving spouse who cares about the marriage does. Cheryl Hines must be the only person on the planet who watched George Conway publicly humiliate and undermine his wife and thought, "That's what makes a marriage work." And if Cheryl Hines is willing to stab her own husband in the back, imagine what she's willing to do to anyone else. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.